50.
Oh,
50 Cent. Live from Las Vegas?
SK.
Yeah, we're in Vegas now.
Yo, Fifth, B. First of all, I want to give it up because 24/7 is not just covering Floyd Mayweather and Victor Ortiz, but you just happen to be in the middle of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just there. I mean, you see, I don't try to turn it on for the camera when it's, because it's about Floyd, that show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. No, and it's a great look. Last night I'm watching HBO, and they're saying that Floyd might have a surprise, and the rumor is that Floyd might be bringing out Victor Ortiz's father his corner. Just rumors, you know what I mean? And that's, that, when you hang with 50 Cent, you know, it just kind of fits, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds like me a little bit, doesn't it?
Yo, Fifth, if he comes out on his corner and you got Floyd Mayweather with a tattoo on his back saying Ortiz, it's over. I took your last name. I took your name, punk.
Nah, he ain't doing that shit like that.
What's good?
Everything's good, man. You know, I'm out here chilling.
Okay.
Shit, I got out here.
Yeah, you holding the champ down out there?
Yeah.
Can we get a hand clap for 50 Cent, though, real quick?
Please.
Yo, 50.
Yeah.
Yo, can you shout out how many people you fed for the first week sales in SK?
Oh, 2.5 million.
Holy wow. Shit.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'm going to achieve the billion kids that I'm going to feed. You know, a billion meals. And I'm working with the World Food Program.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's one of the most respectable organizations you can work with. Like, if you have a earthquake in Haiti, they're the support.
Mm.
Or a tsunami in Japan, like... It's around the world. It's what America would utilize,
right?
As you know, the company to deal with, and I kind of got them where those proceeds can go to that organization.
Okay.
More hand clap, please.
More hand clap. No gunshots today. Not for sure. No more. Yeah. We can't put that side on.
Yeah. So it's one for one. So every time they purchase. That's okay that a child's being fed. You know what I mean? I went to Africa. When you see it up close, it's a whole different thing from you seeing commercial.
Right.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be affected by it. If you have anything in you that... Because I live with the next up.
Right.
So you got to look at yourself after you see that much.
Damn.
It's that bad when someone, you know, don't even know it. When or if they're gonna get their next meal,
right? Mm-hmm. And Fifth, you have talked about this. First of all, let everybody know, whoever's just tuning in, an SK product is a 5-hour energy drink.
Yeah, 6 hours.
No, six hours.
6 hours. Okay, yeah. Pardon me. And the flavors?
It's grape and orange mango.
Yeah, I tasted the orange mango.
Yeah, everybody likes the orange mango. Like, crazy.
But I mean, it's a good project, and I think that I'll be successful with this, like my other ventures, but. I also, you know, I think it's exciting to lead and implementing this actual business model. So my peers, not just artists, you know, within the artist community that's doing brand extensioning, but other young entrepreneurs could utilize this business model. If just 1% of business was given to charitable organizations, we would alleviate all of extreme poverty around the world, period.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's just when you look at like companies that seem like they're monsters, like Google's 10 years old. That's still a baby. You see what I'm saying? And
wow.
If this model was implemented at that point, how much would have been solved with just that one company?
Mm.
When you got majority shareholders of these companies that have over 55% of it, what's 1%? How many yachts? How many, you know, helicopters or private planes you want?
Yeah.
You end up in that area where you start to look at things that matter, yet your happiness matters the most.
Right, right.
And finding a way to be content at some point, because you can make a few $100 million and you're still hustling like you don't have no money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work to, like, it becomes habit. Like, I'm uncomfortable when I'm sitting still. Like, if there's nothing going on, I feel like I'm messing something up.
That's real.
You know, so gotta have different projects, but in involving yourself in philanthropy or being humanitarian on some levels would be that thing that you'd never misutilize that energy. There's never too much you can actually do, you know? So, I mean, it's exciting. You can see I'm growing in different areas because I've been exposed to different things. I've traveled, been able to interact with people from different ethnic backgrounds to give me a different insight and perspective on everything. Like, when you're in that little bubble, you know what it is. Like, you're just in your neighborhood. You live what the means of survival are right there.
Right.
When you get a chance to go outside and see different things, you don't even have, you know, view people the same.
And yet you're definitely an artist that has probably touched every side of Africa. As far as going out there.
Oh yeah, I traveled all over Africa. Wari, Nigeria, Angola, Morocco.
You've met Nelson Mandela.
Somalia. Huh?
You've met the leaders out there, Nelson Mandela, everybody. You definitely touched that.
It's not just about Africa. Even America, we have issues. You know what I'm saying? So it's just to participate in it in different ways. Like Usher reached out. He has interest in malaria.
Right.
And he's previously been a part of some projects like that. I'm sure in the future he'll have a venture similar business model wise because I've had communication. So you'll start to see different Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Drake maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like people that have expressed interest in implementing that type of structure to their deal process, not actually doing a deal or supporting SK in that way, but they understand the motivation for it.
Right. Wow.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
This is extremely serious because you're going to the United Nations soon with this whole situation, right?
That hasn't been announced, asshole.
Okay.
I have a question. What are your feelings on just like, you know, the news and a lot of these media outlets, they're not covering, you know, what you're doing. I don't think that they're covering it, you know, the way they should. Do you feel that that's because there's a bias because you are a hip hop artist and because you've had like negative, you know, events associated with your name in the past?
Well, you know what? Negative events, you've seen it with even the most conservative people you can point to. You know what I mean? So it's not that. I mean, within hip-hop culture, you've never had anyone make the decision or decide to do it on this extreme of a level.
Right.
But you'll see, it'll be gradual because I'm not, like, if you did it for publicity, you should be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't see the coverage the same. You know what I'm saying? When you've done it genuinely because you're making a decision to move in that direction, the people that count, it affects them.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are already in that actual conscious of trying to support and to remember those that are easily forgotten, they are aware of your interest and your effort.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The people that, you know, day to day that's just doing what they're doing, they're conscious of other things. Like, you know, like London's riots will get more coverage than famine in Africa. You got a kid dying every 6 minutes.
Mm.
Since we've been talking longer than 6 minutes.
Right.
You know, so since I started this interview, since they heard my voice on the air, this conversation has been running for 8 minutes and 47 seconds. My phone's counting.
Right.
So they lost a child since we've been talking.
Wow.
Wow.
It's serious. It's serious.
Yeah.
And even our own Joy Daly did she went out in the streets and asked the people, like, how do you feel about 50 not getting the kind of coverage? You know, you do get a lot of backlash out there. And I think for us, we take it a little bit more personal because you've done stuff for the neighborhood. Like, you go hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but you got people that are small-minded. They're limited. Like, you can't expect the entire general public to understand what they're looking at. And when people confusion or not knowing is what makes people angry.
Right. Right.
You know, not understanding what you're looking at is what they get pissed because they don't know what that is.
Right.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll look and say, he did what? That's a scam. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you don't understand why. They haven't made it to the point that they have the things that create a comfort to so much of it that you're looking around going, what do I actually need versus, like, why do I want the next thing? Why do I want another watch?
Right.
I got 10. I'm fine with that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So for the new proceeds, the new income and different things to happen, for you to connect it, and it's not telling people, go give your money to charity. Go give everything you have, everything you work for to charity. But to implement this actual business model moving forward, if everyone adapted to it, then it would start fixing itself. It's obvious the government ain't going to fix it.
Right, right.
Right. Do you think that you're going to have that type of influence on other hip hop artists so that, you know, more people
Absolutely.
Are involved
Absolutely.
In the channels?
Well, they're following me in interest, seeing the income off of vitamin water.
Mm. Oh, okay.
When they see that type of situation where you get, you know, equity involvement in a company that sells like that, they go, wow, that was a phenomenal deal. Now, you can write a whole lot of hit records. And you won't see that number.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Your bank account won't see those numbers. You see what I'm saying? So you have to, away from it, diversify, not just be, you know, look, superstars need budget.
Mm-hmm.
The music business itself used to provide that budget because the income off of a CD was huge. Like it was 1999 and the manufacturing cost of the disc was 82 cents.
Right.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that too.
You see what I'm saying? And you know how much they was giving the artists.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, you know, with if you didn't sell huge amounts of records and negotiate coming in the greatest deal, you probably seen a dime off of the disc.
Wow. Wow. Well, I mean, you are the business
savvy.
I can't even find a title for you, Fib, but I definitely want to talk about other things, man, like the movies, like All Things Fall Apart. It's something that everybody's been asking about. Let us know what's the status, what's going on with that movie right now.
Yeah, I just premiered it in the New York Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Mario premiered it. I had to leave because if I didn't get on the jet by then, I wouldn't have made it to Las Vegas in time for what was going on here.
Right.
You know, but I set it up. I went there. They actually were running late. And I mean, that project for me, it was a passion project. It was something that I wanted to do. I lost my friend to cancer, and I kind of wanted to do a project to convey that energy. I could commit to it,
right?
Based on, you know, the emotional attachment to losing him,
right?
And I went forward and did it. I probably wouldn't have accepted the project if a film company would have brought it to me, because it's a lot. Like, you ask a person, you got to lose 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You go, huh?
Damn.
Okay, wow. Not right now. I got an album coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of other things that, and then to say, you got people out there that want to lose 5 pounds, 4 pounds.
Right.
To walk around saying, you know, I just want to lose this, like, 5 pounds or 4 pounds, and they keep grabbing the waist area, or my thighs are too big, or my arms are starting to get it, and they can't get the 5 pounds off. So they understand the discipline involved with losing 60 pounds.
Right. And to my knowledge, this movie is going in theaters.
It has a limited release, and mm-hmm. you know, based on the performance in the theater that it does actually go in, they'll expand it.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a good project for me. Obviously, to a lot of Hollywood, it was confirmation that I was serious about actual acting. That it's not like I'm not moonlighting just doing it. Like, I won't just do any project that they bring. A lot of the projects that I'm in, I'm actually producing them because I found it, went through the scripts, and found something that I thought was interesting, you know?
Right, and trust me when I tell you, when you invited the entire New York City, all the DJs to come out, it was definitely a tear jerker. It was this movie is definitely going to put you in a different space.
I told everybody, that's very, like, oh, man.
It's different from anything that they've seen me in. They haven't seen me even write a song that attempted to make emotional. Like, probably emotional, the most that I've went was maybe God Give Me Style, God Give Me Grace.
Right.
Or from an artist's perspective, the most vulnerable thing to write would be Confusion.
Right.
And I wrote it on Hate It or Love It in that verse. But the song doesn't make you feel sad.
Right.
It has that energy that, you know, real emotional issues on it, but it doesn't feel like I'm getting ready to cry while I'm saying it.
Right, right.
And Many Men is like that, but it's a war chant. It's like you don't have room to be that weak where I come from. And if you show people that you're vulnerable, that you may be a victim once for millions of times over.
Right. Wow. And you know, and the way you're talking right now, I can't even wait. The excitement, because I know your music, you're getting ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're coming with some heat. You're coming on a different level. Let us know what's the update with the music.
Well, I feel like I'm done with the album.
Right.
I'm going through the mixing process. It may change. A couple songs may not sound as good to me after they're all the way mixed, and I feel like I need to replace it with something. Because, like, music, for me, it marks time. I believe a classic is timing. It's not... I haven't made a song that I feel like wasn't up to standard. Well, you listen to it and say, this is garbage. You just got to be in the mood for it, maybe. The timing might have been bad during the release for some of the actual songs, but, you know, it's not necessarily a record that you're saying, okay, I can't listen to this. What is this? Turn it off.
Okay.
You know, because I make all of the music up to standard. If that's the case, the stuff that I did for promotional purposes for free wouldn't be talked about like it was so good. Mm. Like, I have DJs around the country doing sets of material that I didn't sell.
Right.
Just mixtape material.
Right. Which you're known for. I think everybody who knows 50 Cent knows that you are the king of recording so much music and then just be like, let me start frisbeeing these joints. You know?
Because you've done so much and you're like, well, I wanted to hear some of it so they can appreciate it. You know, the way I enjoy it. And then I have music that I didn't put out that I kept for myself. I said, if an artist says, yo, I made this album for me, then you should have kept it in your iPod. If it's trash, if the public doesn't receive it the right way, you shouldn't have launched that.
Right. Wow.
Right. Okay. You know what I mean? All right, so music coming this year. We definitely are waiting on that. Things Fall Apart in theaters. SK.
Everywhere.
Yeah, the launch of my actual headsets will be out in November.
Right.
Oh.
Now, Fifth, as a fan, I gotta ask, a mixtape. Is there a possibility?
I'm gonna get back on the street anyway, so.
Okay.
They'll hear something, I'll be active.
Okay. Who Kid be involved?
I'm not sure if Who Kid is the one.
Well, that's better than a no.
All right, let's turn it up a little bit. Fifth, what are you doing the night after the fight, man?
I don't know. Like, we're going to run around for a little bit.
What's up?
Guess, you know, of course we're going to be having a victory party on that.
Yo, Fifth, I know you know something's going to happen tonight, man.
Might as well just let us know, man.
I'm not telling y'all in advance.
We'll be watching 10 p.m.
You know I'm over here, so you know some of my tactics will be used.
Yeah, listen, if I see Victor Ortiz's father on your corner, hugging you and hanging out with you and Floyd, and I see the old trainer, the trainer's brother, I don't know his name, but that's going to shut the whole, I'm telling you, they're going to look at y'all like y'all crazy. Oh,
that's crazy.
No, this is just does something to fight it psychologically, you know that.
Right. He might pass out as soon as they jump up in the ring.
Aww. Yeah. Hey, so I got to go, y'all, so I'll call in another time and we'll get a chance to talk, right?
All right. Man, once again, 50 Cent on the line, the boss.
Yeah.
Wow, that was big. Thank you for the call.